How will you know? Because I'll tell you. We're having a little fun today. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're entering the hour where we are doing the statewide text to win Scani Summer Contest. I'm going to give you the magic word in just a couple of minutes. Once you get the magic word, you're going to download the Civic Media app from your favorite app store. It is free. And then you're going to use the app to text in the magic word to qualify to win all kinds of cool stuff. Wisconsin Dell prize packs, Brewers Club level tickets, a staycation in like Lake Geneva or Door County. We're drawing winners every hour, every day, and there'll be two grand prize winners in the end. I'm going to be giving you that secret word of the day for the Scani Summer statewide text to win giveaway in just a couple minutes. One of our texters, Matt from Germantown. What's up, Matt? Thanks for the feedback. He said, didn't Trump pretend to support unions during the UAW strike in Michigan, but it was really just people he paid in the audience who weren't union members. I don't know about that. What I do know is that Trump went to a non-union shop while Biden was standing on a picket line, which, interesting. And then he pushed UAW members to endorse him, but he wouldn't back any of their demands. So it's kind of like Trump showing up at the convention for independence, or not independence, the libertarians, and telling them how wrong they are and that he's their only chance and that the libertarians should vote for Donald Trump. Interesting. When I want someone's support, the first thing I do, Brian, is insult them. And then I insult their intelligence.
That's true. That's usually a good thing to start with, because if they can take it, they can be your friend, right?
Oh, there has to be some weeding out.
You know, Trump did stand in front of an auto factory. In fact, he said this.
If I'm elected, you won't lose one plant. You'll have plants coming into this country. You're going to have jobs again. You won't lose one plant, I promise you.
The plant that he was, in fact, speaking in front of did close under his watch.
Now gone. During the Trump administration. Yeah. Listen, when somebody makes promises that they cannot conceivably ever keep, I tend to not trust anything that they say. And while I was being cheeky about insulting people, I try not to insult people on the show, Brian. Sometimes I get a little frustrated when I hear, you know, lies and untruths. I would like to finally, given the fact that Attorney General Josh Call today filed criminal charges against former Dane County Judge Jim Troupas, Ken Cheeseborough, and Mike Roman, would only be appropriate to, again, refer back to the underlying facts here and perhaps revisit those in the GOP who used to roundly condemn the former MAGA president, but who have somehow now taken on an incredible bout of amnesia, perhaps, or just plain old selling their soul to the former MAGA president and doing what can only be described as an epic flip-flop. So, you know, the justice system working. We're going to get to the Hunter Biden case. Last week, former president convicted of crimes. This week, current president's son on trial for crimes. Seems like the system's working slowly, but it is working.
Which one, if both are found guilty, which one will be real?
Which system is it that we should get rid of?
The whole thing, it's all the system. When it's against me, it's all the system. But when it's for me, yay, the system.
Right. Brian has been expert at getting all of this great sound together, but I do want to take Mark from Prairie du Sac. You've been so patient. Mark from Prairie du Sac, what do you have to say this afternoon?
No problem, Maggie. Yeah, it was just hearing your earlier conversation on the whole indictment, and now they're finally getting the indictment through. And I'm just deeply disappointed that the rest of the people involved in this conspiracy, which it clearly was based on a lot of the language you see, because it was far-reaching. I mean, the nationwide conspiracy of all these people gathered together and doing this. Another thing that kind of disturbs me is the fact that didn't Bob Spindell and some other Republicans,
yes,
who were fake electors, recently get involved? They're going to be delegates to the Republican convention, and
yes,
I consider that kind of a violation of their the civil lawsuit agreement that they weren't supposed to be getting involved in stuff for at least this current election cycle.
Yes, that's exactly right. First of all, the folks that Mark just mentioned, they were amongst, including Bob Spindell and Andrew Hitt, who was then the Republican Party chairman and the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He's still a commissioner. Bob Spindell were two of the 10 fake electors who fraudulently signed a document declaring themselves to be the duly elected and appointed electors for the state of Wisconsin, which they were not, and all of them knew that. Just a reminder that there was a civil lawsuit settled earlier where they didn't admit any wrongdoing, but they basically said, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. We won't ever do it again. And yet here we find ourselves yet again, where it looks like Bob Spindell might have some sort of a role at the Republican National Convention in the nominating process. I mean, talk about thumbing your nose at the justice system and the process and the civil settlement that they have reached. Oh, ye gads. By the way, I love Tony Evers' response on X. I don't know if you saw it. He just tweeted out the word good in response to Josh Call's indictment. It's got a big kick out of that one. All right. I know you've been all waiting. Yeah, go ahead, Brian. Did you?
No, I just good.
Yes, good.
Great. Grand.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Excellent work. All right. The text to win word is green, G-R-E-E-N, like the color of the lawn that you wish to have. Green lawn, G-R-E-E-N, is the text to win word for the hour. You will get a confirmatory or a bounce back message when you text via the Civic Media app. That is your word to win this hour, this week, and during this statewide SCONI text to win summer fun contest. The word is green. Now, internally at Civic Media, we're also having a little contest to see which hosts can get the most entries daily. So light them up, everybody. The word is green. I'm going to keep giving it to you. Got to text it via the Civic Media app. You can get that for free at your favorite app store. Okay. First question for you, Brian, is if you can resurrect, I know we had it for yesterday, maybe a little of the Larry Hogan, Lara Trump sound, but I want to start with what I think is some of the epic GOP flip-floppers. These are people that used to condemn Donald Trump in no uncertain terms and now have found their way to an endorsement. Who would you like to start with, Mr. Kelly?
Call him out. I mean, let's do an easy one. Low-hanging fruit here. Let's see what Trump or Cruz said. Ted Cruz before the election. He made fun of Ted Cruz's wife. And
his father.
Yeah,
didn't he blame his dad for JFK's assassination or something?
It was one of the more completely disprovable lies, but nobody even calls him on it. Everyone, it doesn't matter as long as he gets his agenda, which still have no idea what it is yet.
No, it is. No.
Been 4 years, still don't know what the agenda was. Amazing.
Nope.
Here is Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Donald Trump. This man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth. The man is utterly amoral. Morality does not exist for him.
Ah, yes. 2016, Ted Cruz.
So last night, Donald threatened my wife. It reveals a lot about character, reveals a lot about class, that Donald's instinct is to try to attack my wife. And you know what? That should be beneath Donald.
It should be. It's not. It should be. Both of those cuts of Ted Cruz from 2016. Of course, Cruz was trying to become president himself. So maybe some of this, to an extent, Brian, can just be chalked up to just the most capacious, hungry self-interest, self-promotion. I think I'm going to get more money and power if I flip-flop. But Ted Cruz, probably the most reviled man in the entirety of the U.S. Senate, perhaps.
Yeah, like his own actual, like, people don't even want to talk to him. Like, his own family doesn't want to hug him.
He's the Matt Gaetz of the U.S. Senate, if you will, right? I mean, by the way, Ted Cruz's roommate from Harvard, like, hates him. Has gone on the record and been like, Ted Cruz is a terrible person.
He does not inspire.
Not exactly what he said, but it's something.
He's not an affable man.
No, he's just excruciating to spend time with. Well, that was Ted Cruz in 2016. Let's listen to Ted Cruz today.
In 2016, we had a primary where Donald Trump and I beat the living crap out of each other. I'll tell you, Heidi laughed when he said that. My father laughed. By the way, my dad didn't just kill Kennedy. He's got Jimmy Hoffa buried in the backyard. It was idiotic.
I totally get that not joke.
Yeah, in 2016, it's beneath him and amoral, and he's a pathological liar. Now, it's just yucks among friends. Ted Cruz. I mean, I don't know. There's gotta eventually be some comebacks for Ted Cruz. Like, the people of Texas can't actually like this guy. Is that possible? You actually like Senator Ted Cruz?
Honestly, I do have several conservative friends and who were also Trump supporters, and they were like, I would have rather had Ted Cruz, and a lot of them were very much about Ted Cruz. I still didn't get why, but they totally were. So that's what I know.
Yeah. It's a head scratcher for sure. We'll listen to some more GOP flippity floppities after a couple of messages here. Don't forget, text the word green via the Civic Media app to win our statewide Scotty Summer Contest. Brewers tickets, Wisconsin Dells packages, Lake Geneva. It's all there for the taking. Text the word green, G-R-E-E-N, this hour to be entered to win. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Consistency from your politicians seems so far away, doesn't it? Especially for basically the entirety of the GOP. I mean, Trump was a laughing stock. What was it? What was the year he tried to run for president before? It was like, I don't know, 2000, maybe 1998, 2000, somewhere around there. Laughing stock.
They were like, hey, you bankrupted two casinos. Maybe
you should run the country.
Maybe that's not the best guy.
Yeah. You stiff contractors every chance you get. You bully the little people. Yeah. Run for president. Taking some time to just, again, roll the tapes about very prominent members of the GOP who have condemned Trump in the past in no uncertain terms, like, get Cruz! And now, I'm going to vote for him. I have reserved a special bit of my ire for Nikki Haley. I think as a woman, it's particularly repugnant because she really went after Trump. She was the last woman standing in the primaries, and she too has bent the knee. Let's roll the tape, shall we, Brian? Let's just start with some of the oldies but the goodies.
I don't believe Donald Trump can beat Joe Biden. Nearly every day, Trump drives people away. You don't need someone like Donald Trump, who 2 weeks ago said that he would encourage Putin to invade our allies. This is not the time to play footsie with dictators. Donald Trump told Congress not to do anything until after the general election because it would hurt him. We can't wait one more day to pass a strong border bill. At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump. What did Donald Trump do? $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years, more than any other president.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Very distilled down set of facts. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden signed an executive order trying to address what is happening at our southern border today. Still need the border bill. Still being blocked by Mike Johnson and the former MAGA president's cohorts in Congress. You know, just do nothing until the former MAGA president wins the election in November. Then you can do something.
I remember being on the
air. Good governance principle.
I remember being on the air when that was going on. And I was like, they may actually do this. I was excited because there was bipartisan effort to get things done. And I was like, this is a time. Please do this. Do this before the election. Show us that you can govern and show us that you can get something done. And he literally said, no, I want to use this as a campaign tool.
And it went away. Why is that acceptable? It's not. Well, Nikki Haley, again, very righteous condemnation of Donald Trump. But then, just last month, May 22nd, here's what Nikki Haley had to say then.
I put my priorities on a president who's going to have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account, who would secure the border, no more excuses, a president who would support capitalism and freedom.
That's literally the opposite of what she just said.
Yes.
Like word for word opposite.
Yes. Does she actually, do we have the sound of her actually confirming that she's going to vote for Trump?
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times.
Yes.
But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
It's just not going to age well. And then this, I love this gratuitous, like, Am I still in the VP Olympics? I haven't brought that back in a while. Maybe I'll go back to a little VP Olympics. Then she throws up this tidbit. Again, this was May 22nd, just last month.
I stand by what I said in my suspension speech. Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
That's politician code for you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. Deep down in dark places you don't like to talk about at cocktail parties, you need me, Donald Trump, to be your vice presidential candidate, but with high heels.
Side note, if you ever see me at a cocktail party, that's literally all I want to talk about.
Yeah. So, you know, Nikki Haley, little flippity flop. Should we do more, Brian? There's so many Republicans.
We do have plenty.
Said,
I have a supercut of Lindsey Graham. We can save that for the next. No, we can probably do that right now. Let's do a Lindsey cut. This is from the Washington Post, and this is a supercut of Lindsey Graham. It's very informative.
We have a man who has become a friend of mine. It's shocking, isn't it? He's a good man. Lindsey Graham, Lindsey.
My party is going back crazy.
And I don't think he has the temperament or judgment to be commander-in-chief.
You know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
Donald Trump is the most unelectable Republican I've seen in my lifetime.
He's not fit to be president of the United States.
The Republican Party has been kind here.
Bringing out the worst in us.
Disparaged women.
Opportunistic. Religious bigotry.
Race baiting.
Xenophobia.
He's a jackass.
No, I don't think he's a xenophobic, race baiting, religious bigot
as president.
You don't have to run for president and be the world's biggest jackass.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy.
You know what concerns me about the American press is this endless attempt to label the guy as some kind of kook, not fit to be president. I don't believe he's a Republican. His policies are really bad for the country.
I'm going to try to help our president, Donald Trump, be as successful as possible because, number one, I agree with him mostly.
I like the president. I want to help him. I hope he's successful. Trump's foreign policy is a complete disaster. I think this strike was a game changer. There's a new sheriff in town.
What President Trump has done is historic, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, and then some.
If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay.
The president's entitled to attorney general he has faith in.
I trust Deputy Attorney General Rothenstein.
Here's what I say to Mr. Rosenstein. If you don't believe that the Department of Justice was off the rails, you're clearly not looking at the same Department of Justice I'm looking at. I've just about had it with the Rosenstein approach here.
Can you tell me what happened in that meeting, in your own words?
No, I want to make sure that I can keep talking to the president.
And somebody's got to explain this to Trump, so I guess that'll be my job.
If you don't like me working with President Trump to make the world a better place, I don't give a
Ladies and gentlemen, the senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. The whiplash, I think my neck hurts. From
This is A. This is not A. This is B. Yeah. This is not B.
This is not B. 2 minutes of it. We got a few more hits. You know, think of a prominent Republican. They're probably, we probably got sound on it. We'll do that after your farm update. Don't forget, it is the statewide text to win. Your word is green. Text in green via the app to be entered to win. Little summer fun from Civic Media. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.
And I love you, folks, because most of you are nodding your head this way.
In the fall. Speaking of bars and GOP flip-floppers, it's of course Bill Barr, who I think personally is actually the dangerous man in the United States. It's not Trump, it's Bill Barr, because he's angling to be the AG again. So let's take a look. He's evolved. Yeah, he's been a fixer before. Now, keep in mind, Bill Barr doesn't speak the plain English like you and I do. He speaks in riddles and rhymes and the lawyer techno speak, and he's very couches everything, and it's very indirect, a lot of passive voice. Let's take a little listen to Bill Barr then. And what does he think about Donald Trump?
A lot of it is a performance rather than substance. And it's, I think his basic gambit, what he saw, was the great dissatisfaction in a large portion of the Republican Party, or people who would be willing to vote Republican. And he has captured that, inflamed a lot of their anger and passions. I think a good leader has to be able to channel the frustrations and aspirations of the people in a constructive way, and take account of the fact that he's president of all the people, and ultimately we need some degree of unity. We're all in the same boat, and if we're gonna not cut each other's throats, we have to figure out a way of muddling through. And someone who is constantly rolling around in the mud and fighting at the drop of a hat, and as it's sort of strictly in that mode, I'm worried about them getting us through.
Yes. CJ, do you agree with Bill Barr that you can't have somebody that just wants to fight all the time, that you got to have a president for all of us? CJ?
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call, Maggie.
Does the president, do we need a president that serves, do we need a president that serves all Americans, that understands that that's his job?
Boy, do we need him. And
oh, my God. Yay. Thank you, CJ. We need a president that understands his job is to work for all Americans, not just those that vote for him. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. We got agreement from CJ. That's amazing. Look, perhaps we'll... Bill Barr is what helped CJ see the light. Isn't that nice?
Yes. Yes. It may not be him that he was referring to, but I'm going to go and say, yes, we got him. And I'll submit that to content.
Yeah, that's the brilliance of radio. Let's listen to a little bit more Bill Barr telling us how unfit Donald Trump is to be president.
If even half of it is true, then he's toast. It's a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning. And this idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous.
Yes.
That was on Fox News.
Yes. Trump, not a victim. This is not a witch hunt. It is the justice system working. Former president convicted last week. Current president's son under trial for criminal allegations this week. Cuts both ways, everybody.
I got more Bill Barr.
Yeah, let's do a little. Bill Barr, if you don't know Sam from Milwaukee, I see you, friend. Sam texting in. He hadn't heard of Bill Barr before. Bill Barr is the fix-it man of fix-it men. He's been an attorney general to Republican presidents more than once. He is the guy that lied to the American public about what was in the Mueller report and didn't actually give us the Mueller report so that his lies could take root in the American consciousness before he actually gave the Mueller report. And the fact that Bill Barr lied about the Mueller report, you don't have to take my word for it. A federal judge concluded that on the record. By the way, if you'd like more Bill Barr, you go to civicmedia.us, click on the all shows, find my show. Go through a couple of pages. It was maybe about a month and a half ago. I did an entire show. It is an epic Bill Barr takedown of takedowns. You can check it out there.
That guy also, look up Iran-Contra. That's
yes.
Fun.
Well, I go through all of that detail. What did Bill Barr have to do with Iran-Contra, you may be asking? What did he have to do with Iraqgate? Don't worry, I've got you covered. It's in the Bill Barr episode. Just go to civicmedia.us, check it out there. Let's listen to more from Bill Barr. He's on a roll here.
You know, this is not a circumstance where he's the victim or this is government overreach. He provoked this whole problem himself. Yes, he's been the victim of unfair witch hunts in the past, but that doesn't obviate the fact that he's also a fundamentally flawed person who engages in reckless conduct and that leads to situations, calamitous situations like this. Which are very destructive and hurt any political cause he's associated with. And this was a case that entirely of his own making. He had no right to those documents. The government tried for over a year quietly and with respect to get them back, which was essential that they do. And he jerked them around. And he had no legal basis for keeping them. But beyond that, when he faced his subpoena, he didn't raise any legal arguments. He engaged in a course of deceitful conduct, according to the indictment, that was a clear crime if those allegations are true, and was outrageous. According to the indictment, he took the documents out of storage, led his lawyer to believe that he'd be conducting a full search of the boxes, and then caused his lawyer to file with the court something saying that he had completed a search.
How strong is the special counsel's case on obstruction specifically?
Well, it's very strong because a lot of the evidence comes from his own lawyers. And furthermore, there's evidence of him saying things that are completely incompatible with any idea that this was an innocent document dispute.
Do you believe he lied to the Justice Department?
Do I personally believe it? Yes, I do.
Yeah, we should keep that sound forever.
Do you believe he lied to the Justice Department?
Do I personally believe it? Yes, I do.
Yeah, no. Does the guy down the hall believe it, Bill Barr? I mean... The whole thing about all of what Bill Barr said about the documents case, all of it, we should have that sound ready at the drop. There's no excuses. By the way, folks, what do you think Bill Barr thinks about the quality of judging going on down there in Florida? Probably not so impressed with Aileen Cannon. Can't seem to find her way to decisions. Cannot move that case along.
It's impossible. There's a lot of paperwork involved, a lot of signing, a lot of looking at things, a lot of what have you. But you know what? The red tape is all on the Dem side.
Yes. Of course.
You want to hear about what Bill Barr said now? Like, lest you think that his legal arguments that are clearly this president lied to the Department of Justice and broke the law stealing our secrets. Not only did he say that, does this move you whatsoever at all, Bill Barr? Let's see what he said to Caitlin Collins on April 26th.
April 26th.
That you were present at a moment when Trump suggested executing the person who leaked information that he went to the White House bunker when those George Floyd protests were happening outside the White House. Do you remember that?
I remember him being very mad about that. I actually don't remember him saying executing, but I wouldn't dispute it. I mean, it doesn't sound... I mean, the president would lose his temper and say things like that. I doubt he would have actually carried it out. I don't, you know.
Maybe not himself.
I doubt that.
He would say that on other occasions? You said
the
he
president, you know, the president had a, I think people sometimes took him too literally, and you know, he would say things like similar to that in occasions to blow off steam. But I wouldn't take him literally every time he did it.
Why not?
Well, I'm glad you wouldn't.
Because at the end of the day, it wouldn't be carried out and you could talk sense.
But just because it's not carried out and you could talk sense into him, doesn't that still mean that the threat is there?
No, I mean, I think... I don't think the threat is there. The thing that I worry about President Trump is not that he's going to become an autocrat and do those kinds of things.
Why not?
Because I don't think he would. But at the end of the day,
what's the basis for that understanding that you have?
Well,
or is it just your own hunch?
That's my feeling, having worked for him and seen him in action. I don't think he would actually go and kill political rivals and things like that.
Not yet, anyway.
Just wait for that immunity decision to come down. You know, the guy with the flags flying that says, I support Donald Trump outside his two homes. You just wait for that guy to tell you that you're immune. And all of a sudden, hey, maybe the killing the political rivals thing looks a little bit more appealing.
Or at least doable.
Let's listen to a little bit more of the Caitlin Collins interview, if you've got it.
You said, trying to subvert and prevent the progress, the execution of probably the most important process we have, which is the peaceful transfer of power after an election. Name one thing that Biden has done that's worse than that.
I think his whole administration is a disaster for the country.
Is worse than subverting the peaceful transfer of power?
Did he succeed?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, like... The answer to that question, Bill, is yes, he succeeded. They stopped counting votes. That's what happened.
I got a couple more.
Oh, go for it.
I was very loud and saying I thought it was the whole episode was shameful. And I'm very troubled by it. And that's why it's not an easy decision. But I think when you have a Hobson's choice, you have to pick the lesser of two evils.
You don't see this as the definition of putting party over country?
No.
No.
And then when you ask him what, why? Because he's not a Democrat.
Yeah.
Here's the last bit from Caitlin Collins and William Barr.
So just to be clear, you're voting for someone who you believe tried to subvert the peaceful transfer of power, that can't even achieve his own policies, that lied about the election even after his attorney general told him that the election wasn't stolen. And as the former chief law enforcement in this country, you're going to vote for someone who is facing 88 criminal counts.
Well, look, the 88 criminal counts, a lot of those are, in my, and I've said...
Even if 10 of them are accurate.
The answer to the question is yes. I'm supporting the Republican ticket.
But how is that not putting party before country? Literally, he just said, I'm supporting the Republican ticket.
It's pathetic. Almost, well, perhaps greater than, more offensive than Mitch McConnell, is it? I don't know. Let's, another GOP flip-flopper. Let's take a listen to Mitch back then.
January 6th was a disgrace. American citizens attacked their own government. There's no question.
By the way.
None. That President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it.
And the last?
The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president. They did this because they'd been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Because he was angry, he lost an election.
They're called lies, Mitch. You can just call them lies.
I would support President Trump if he were the nominee.
Yeah. McConnell last month, isn't it? You know, he stopped the peaceful transition of power. But I'm gonna vote for him. It's fine. We might have a flip-flopper a little closer to home when we come back. Speaking of Wisconsin Republicans, who might pop to mind? Pray tell. That's up next. Don't forget, your text to win statewide word for this hour is green. Go ahead and text that in via the app. You'll be entered to win a whole bunch of fun summer stuff, courtesy of Civic Media. Brian Kelly and I will be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Do you believe he lied to the Justice Department?
Do I personally believe it? Yes, I do.
Lick your lips as I soak my
Wisconsin, you got one segment left. You got 10 minutes to text the word of the hour via the Civic Media app to win some great summer fun prizes in Civic Media's Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest. Your word of the hour is green, as in your beautiful green grass. We've been talking about the GOP flip-floppers, people that have indicted the fitness, the morality or lack thereof, the mental capacity, the criminality, pick your poison. Nearly every single element that ever could be criticized about a person running for president, these Republicans have said he is unfit and should not be president. And then, bloop, bloop, flippity floppity. And we, of course, have people like that close to home here. And yes, folks, I'm thinking of none other than the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss. Yeah. Should we take a little listen to Robin Voss?
Hey, whenever I can hear from Robin Voss himself, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
What a...
Yeah.
I imagine at the time, if the captain of the Titanic could go back 6 hours ahead of time and warn himself, like, hey, this isn't going to work out well, he would have probably adjusted the ship.
Yeah. He's talking about, wow, Trump was a disaster.
Yeah.
Here's some more.
We have that chance now as Republicans to look and say, we know what's happening. We know how this is going to end. We can turn course and pick somebody else and probably win.
Even when he's like giving advice to his own people, he's sounding condescending. Come on, you stupid people. You could go and make this different. We could try and win, but no, you're dumb. I'm Robin Voss, and I think everybody else is dumb.
He sounds like that every time he speaks.
The most condescending voice I have, like just passive condescension.
Heard. Yes, it's just he's wired to condescend. I think we got one more of Voss saying how terrible.
This is a bonus Trump one. Is.
I said, bonus sometimes boss. Elected officials have to look the taxpayers in the eye and say, I screwed up, right? And that is why I should have never hired Mike Gableman.
That which, one's never going to get old.
Which
is
has
it?
Prompted Michael Gableman to try and start his recall.
Yes.
The guy who wasted $2 million of taxpayer money with a whole bunch of people who totally wanted him to succeed, and he did nothing. He brought nothing back. He never even hinted at any sort of election fraud. He sat there near a massage parlor and charged us. He made so much money. Like, it just boggles my mind that Republicans are like, yep, they totally stole the election, when they sent a guy who clearly wanted it done, who clearly said, and he had access to everything, and he just
couldn't prove a thing.
He basically said, you better hold me back. Come on, guys. I'd be fighting you, but you're holding me back, basically. And he just didn't do anything. What a failure, loser human being Michael Gableman is. Congratulations, GOP. You have nothing.
And the guy that hired him. I mean, you, Robin Voss. I mean, for shame. And not only did Gableman not find one whit scintilla factoid of truth in the election claims of the former MAGA president, not only did Michael Gableman apparently twiddle thumbs for 2+ years, not only did he blow through $2 million in taxpayer funds, he destroyed documents and failed to produce documents that the public was entitled to under Wisconsin sunshine laws.
Great job.
So, right. Any conceivable metric, Michael Gableman, you stink. You stunk as a Supreme Court justice in this state. You were an angry man then. You're an angry, ill-informed, partisan hack of a guy now. Wisconsin needs less Ron Johnson and less Michael Gableman. He was also less Robin Voss.
He was so bad. He got the head of the GOP in this state who would never, ever admit anything. The guy has never admitted wrongdoing in his entire life. He said publicly, I got it wrong. Do you know how hard that is to do? That's how bad Gableman was, that he got the guy to admit he made a mistake. I've never seen that happen before.
It's truly amazing. And less than a year after Robin Voss made all of those statements, less than a year later, on March 19th of this year, Robin Voss endorsed Donald Trump and said that he's going to try, quote, as hard as I can to get Trump elected. And by the way, he said previously he's going to try as hard as he can to make sure Trump's not the GOP nominee. He also said that nominating Trump would be a suicide mission. But, you know, here's what is in common with all of these Republicans? What's in common is their willingness to debase themselves, their craven desire for power, exposure, fame, money, what have you. But what is also very in common between all of these people is this idea that you're going to put party over principle, party over country. And what all of them say in some version is that it's too important to vote for Joe Biden. And so when we step back, I've got this. I am so sick of hearing from progressives, Democratic socialists, the Bernie supporters, the Elizabeth Warren supporters, the people protesting on college campuses, grow up. Do you realize that the other side does not care about this country, doesn't care about the project of peace, doesn't care about diplomacy, doesn't care about any of the things that you care about, that every single Republican leader, except for basically Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, and one or two others, will sell their souls to get Trump reelected? You got to grow up. Show up this November and vote for Joe Biden. Remember, it's 100 days of Biden's top accomplishments. I'll kick off day 3 tomorrow. And if you don't know who Larry Hogan is, you'll know after tomorrow. Brian's going to take you through it. Maybe I'll do a little Hogan on Thursday. We'll figure it out. You got 3 minutes left. Text to win. Word of the hour is green. You'll qualify for all sorts of fun Scotty summer prize packs. Text green via the app and you'll get in just under the wire this hour. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.
Do you believe he lied to the Justice Department?
Do I personally believe it? Yes, I do.
I love you